T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Live from Texadelphia in Memorial, Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show. Clint Sterner's Football at 4.
All right, it is truly Clint Sterner and the Show. My man Ron, Woo! The Show, Ugly is back. Hey, look, if you ever doubt this son of a buck can drive, that's how you drive. That's how you drive. That's one of my favorite parts of that movie, other than when he said, we just like a big dragging the heck along. Yeah, I got a sense of that.
Shout out to Bad Boy, baby.
Yes, indeed. All right, we teased it coming in, man. Davis Mills, he finished number 35 on Chris Sims, NBC Sports NFL analyst, co-host of PFT Live. He former Texas Longhorn quarterback. He ranked the top 40 NFL quarterbacks today, and Davis Mills fell at number 35. Here's some of the company he's keeping, show. Drew Lock, number 40. Kenny Pickett, number 39. Boy, how quickly Drew Lock fell off. He was a starting quarterback Kenny Pickett, number 39. I guess our guy Chris Sims thinks that Kenny Pickett's going to start in Pittsburgh. I'm guessing. Teddy Bridgewater, number 38. Gardner Minshew, number 37. Tyrod Taylor, number 36. And then our Houston Texans quarterback, Davis Mills, at number 35. Show, I think that's fair. May surprise you a bit in my take there. I think some people think he should be a little bit higher. I think that's probably fair right now, given what we've seen.
Yeah, that 35 feels around right now. Right?
Well, I mean, so I can give you, like, Tyler Huntley is number 34. Geno Smith is number 33. Sam Darnold is 32. Trey Lance, who we haven't even seen more than a couple of quarters, Trey Lance is number 31.
I think there may be a fairness that he could be in front of Lance. I could see that argument from what we've seen thus far. I could hear that argument.
Well, that's what I was going to say. There's probably – you could probably look down that list and probably into the mid-25s you could say, man, I could see where he would be ahead of this guy or that guy. But ultimately, I think what we've seen from Davis Mills – I'm excited to watch year two. I think everybody knows kind of where I sit with Davis Mills. I'm excited about the way the organization is handling Davis Mills. I think they're putting him in position to show us what he has, and that's all I can ask, and I'm excited to find that out. Good, bad, or indifferent – I think he's in position and being put in a better position than most quarterbacks, given a better opportunity than most quarterbacks are given in the NFL to show us who he is. But I think if we're looking at what we've seen to this point, we can't neglect the bad and the really bad stuff in training camp and early in the season.
Yeah, but people are doing that. Like, I mean, early and kind of late, like the first half against the Titans. In the last game of the season. Like, you know, the Niners game in the second half. Yeah. The Buffalo game.
But then that's why I'm good, show, with like 35 is good for me. Because I can't forget the bad and just look at that last month of the season and go, boy, he really kicked ass that last month of the season. So I'm going to just catapult him to the top 25. Now, I personally cannot do that. Now, I expect him to climb these charts. I expect him 4 weeks into this next season. Now, he may just mess the bed and we never think about him again, but I expect him to move up this. Like, I expect him to move ahead of Tyler Huntley, Geno Smith, Sam Darnold, and Trey Lance, especially if Trey Lance isn't even starting. Or hell, if it's first time he's been named to start. Like, I expect him to climb that chart consistently starting the first month of the season. I mean, that's fair, isn't it? If he's not, something's wrong.
Yeah, I've always felt he's in the 25 to 32 range. Like that's to me what I feel like Davis Mills. So yeah, if your expectation 35, him climb up inside the, like, be one of the top 32 quarterbacks.
Yes,
league,
that would be nice. Right? The 32 teams be a legit starter.
Because right now they're saying there are three backups better than him, or two backups better than him right now. Be in the 32, right? And how about not even a question? Like, maybe not even an argument that you're 30. Who's 32 on that list?
Sam Darnold. I mean, look, Tyler Huntley and Geno Smith are both ahead of him, and they're both backups.
You're going to need him to be it, yeah.
He's got to climb that chart. I like 35. I'm excited about Davis Mills. I think the more importantly, the way the Texans are handling him is what I'm excited about. But I expect him to climb this list, if he is number 35 right now, to get into them 20s fairly quickly, the first month of the season at the very least.
Wide 80.
All right, we've been cussing and discussing and chopping this Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban stuff up. Six Ways to Sunday show. This has been a really, really fun day, and it hit us smack dab in the face on the way in. Here is ultimately what's the next step is that we know of, right? Alabama plays A&M. A&M is at Tuscaloosa, right? October the 8th, okay? And that game was already a monster game across the landscape of college football. But there's no doubt the last couple of days, or the last couple of hours, it has absolutely skyrocketed. Well, Jimbo Fisher was asked about that particular game and how he'd handle it. Here's Jimbo Fisher, the Texas A&M head coach.
October 8th, what do you think? Is it going to be awkward?
And awkward about what?
When you have to face it or have to...
I don't mind confrontation. Live with it my whole life. Kind of like it myself.
Hey, this guy's a treasure, man. This guy's a treasure.
Oh, God, Jim.
This guy...
Oh, God. Love it, man. Hey, he is on a 10. He is up here. He doesn't have a coping skill right now that will bring him down. He is completely at the top.
Well, show, this is where... Again, this is where Saban is. I mean, I cannot believe that Saban did this. Like, you poked
this
one.
This was not accidental. Nick Saban knows. Like,
he didn't want this. He didn't want this smoke. He didn't want this smoke.
He may not. Maybe he didn't. I don't know if he didn't want this smoke. He can't. He knew this was going to jump out and be a big thing. He knew he was when exactly what he said. This was going to be a. Come on, Clint.
Big deal's one thing. I think this. I mean, bro. We'll go into this later on. I think he possibly sparked an NCAA investigation in his own program.
That's what I'm saying. He may have done that, but I mean, when he knew, he said, like, Nick Saban is smart. He knew when he gets up there and says, one team in A&M bought all their players and we didn't.
Right.
That's why they won the recruit. He knew when he mentioned the names, when he said that this is going to be set up. This wasn't no text.
Hey, man, look. This is a perfect example. The reason that Nick made them, I think ultimately the biggest reason that Nick made a mistake is you poked one of maybe, hell, I can't even think of another one to be completely, maybe Dabo, but as of late, Dabo fell off. I mean,
he's still been recruiting, though.
You poked the one dude that's got the security with his organization to say whatever the hell he wants. Whenever he wants to say it, there's no consequences, no repercussions, and there's no pushback. And why you poked that bear? I would, because you're right. He gives zero rips. I mean, look, I'm when Tyler gets back, we're gonna have 10 new Jimbo drops.
Oh God, yeah.
He's gonna have a list of Jimbo drops.
And he knows, and Jimbo has expressed, has shown that Jimbo is about that.
No question.
That clock back. I can't wait to Deion. Oh, I can't wait to Deion. Has Deion said anything?
He tweeted.
I know he tweeted. He said he's going to address these lies Nick said. I cannot wait. Because Deion can't let Jimbo show him up. Oh, I cannot wait for this.
Yeah, Prime's looking at it as a competition.
I'm telling you, this
is going to be, I think Saban talks again. It's at some point, maybe tomorrow. I think Saban calls a press conference, and he has to.
Yeah,
he absolutely has to. I mean, he can't take all his smoke and pull a Jack Easterby and stick his head in the dirt. He can't do it. He just there's no way He can do it.
I can't wait till October 8th, I tell you that.
Red 22. Hut, hut, hut. Show it happen again on these highways, man. It happened again on my way over here. Pull back the curtain, man. We're back in the studio. We had some technical difficulties. We're back in the studio. I raced my ass over here, got on air.
Oh, it happened again on the drive here?
On the way over here. Look here, man. You cats out there throwing rocks all over the damn highway, I'm fixing to be a snitch. I'm fixing to start calling.
That's with an X, folks.
Yep, I'm fixing to start calling. Ain't no question about it. I mean, I've got two cracks in my window. I've had two hits in the last week that didn't crack it, but damn sure could have. And twice in the last week, I've been behind a damn truck that's throwing three lanes wide and 30 feet tall waves of rocks off the back of their truck. I'm fixing to start snitching. I'm going to pick the phone up.
You cussed.
I'm going to take a picture. I've done it before. I've cussed, but I'm talking about taking a picture. I've taken a picture of the side of the truck and been like, I'm finna put them on blast. But I didn't do it. I was like, you know what? I wasn't raised like that, man. I'm going to back up a little bit. That man just, he's out there trying to make a living. Got babies to feed. Diapers to buy. I'm going to let him run. I've had it, man. I've had it. I'm convinced that those folks are doing it on purpose. Like, you just don't give a rip. It looks like my man is throwing salt before a freeze out of the back of the truck. If it happens again, I'm taking a picture.
And it nailed the windshield.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did it put a crack in it?
No, this time it didn't. I don't know how. Yeah, not that I could see. Now,
the crack in the windshield is one of the more frustrating things when that happens to you.
I mean, it ain't cheap.
It ain't.
I wish I had more of my wife. Well, I was driving home one time from the hill country after doing a little river trip, and I was driving her car, and a rock hit it. She said, I don't know how she did it. She's a little younger than me, so she works that phone a little different. She said, take his next exit. I said, for what? She said, there's a window guy right there on the corner. I said, how do you know? Sure enough, boom, exit. On the very corner of that intersection, in the parking lot of a damn stop and go, my man's up there under a tent. 20 minutes later, all it looks like is a little needle hole in there. My man fixed it. Keeps it from spider webbing.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it was like 30 or 40 bucks too, I think, if I remember correctly.
30 or 40 bucks.
Yeah, 30 or 40 bucks, around. It's fixed like that.
I've seen some of those around.
The question is, how did my wife know where that one was at?
GPS.
They're on the GPS?
Yeah, you just Google it. You go on Google Maps .
Chris, I knew like Taco Bell's on the GPS and the gas station. I didn't know the guy under the tent on the damn corner's on the GPS.
I mean,
what'd you say? She'd have done it before.
Yeah, she done been there before or something. You can't tell me that guy's on the GPS. He's under a tent.
You never, I mean.
That he purchased at Academy probably, by
nowadays,
the way.
Nowadays, everything's on GPS, man.
Damn.
Not under a tent, man.
I don't know how she found out unless she'd been to that one, because it was literally, she 5 minutes later, take his next exit. It's like, okay. What are we doing?
All right, guys.
Strap y'all's damn trucks down, man. Strap them trailers down, man.
All right, coming up, you get to hear from your favorite Astro. Your favorite Astro. And I can't wait till Clint gets to hear him. That's coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Live from Texadelphia in Memorial, Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Stoerner and the Show.
All right, we are back and not sounding like robots. Feeling good in here. After we went Talladega Nights, both of us separately from Texadelphia. And we will, as I talk to the guys out there, man, it wasn't them. They did a great job in a great spot. Go out there once again off Bunker Hill. I-10 going out there and have yourselves a good time. We'll be out there again to enjoy things. I do want to say this because I like I understand slander, but I want the slander to be to the right spots.
Slander?
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about, Chief?
And so on the text line throughout.
Oh, yeah, ain't no telling where this is going. Buckle up, boys.
Is people were really praising Tyler. And like I talked to Tyler on the drive here. And he's buzzing, folks. Just to alert you here. He's got a nice little buzz going.
I mean, I've got a few pictures. I don't know if I've got as many as you, but I think every one of them there's some kind of beverage included.
Yeah, they're having a good time. He's got a nice little buzz going. But many of you text in, "God, you guys need Tyler back. You got to have Tyler. Tyler leaves for one day. And it's ruined. And it's messed up." Listen, Chris, our guy, is filling in for Tyler. And listen, Tyler is an invaluable piece to this show. Extremely important to this show. But that wasn't Tyler or Chris's fault. If Tyler were here, y'all be dog cussing Tyler's ass throughout. Fix this, Tyler! It wasn't Chris's fault. Chris had no control of what was happening out at Texadelphia. He was trying like hell. He was telling me, "Hey, man, in my ear, hey, y'all sound rough." Texting me, "Y'all sound rough. Just letting you know, y'all sound rough." And I got you. So, listen, Tyler, big piece to the show. And I'm not trying to cut Tyler at the knees. But I just don't like don't think, "Oh, God, if you hear Chris is producing, oh, God, here's Chris's ass. He's the one that had them sounding like pure robots." Wasn't Chris, wasn't anything that he could control.
Not at all.
Chris is doing a hell of a job. In fact, he's doing a hell of a job while he's got one of his hosts en route driving and the other one doing the show and still sounding sparky. And then the other one driving in and he's having to produce and chime in a little bit. So shout out to Chris. Listen, Tyler's, as I said, a huge piece of this show. But there you go. Give some hand claps for yourself. This was not Chris's fault, as many of you are taking him out at the knees.
And I know Tyler's out there loving all that praise.
I told him. I said, "Yeah, Tyler." And you know he's had the text line open. I said, "Yeah, Tyler." I said, "Yeah, you're the one who's come out as the winner in today." And he just cackling.
Ain't no doubt.
All right, Clint Stoerner on the show. Tyler's out. Chris is in for him. I got to put it out here. A lot of people felt like yesterday we were too hard on Jay Coterie.
I'm sorry.
God won't even let me get it out.
I mean, I'm serious. I feel bad.
You slept on it. Do you feel like you feel any different?
No.
Like, do you feel even too hard? A lot of people, I saw that text in, tweet in. You guys were too hard on Jay Coterie.
I feel terrible about it, but I can't change my mind. There's nothing I can do about the way that I felt when I watched him get stretchered off. In the way he played with my emotions, because I was an Odorizzi guy.
Twister.
I was.
You were.
I doubted. I don't know, man. I gave him the benefit of the doubt in so many situations, to get carted off the way he did, and 2 days later not even be on crutches. I can't. I've tried to change my opinion. I've tried to think through things differently. There's Blame it on my mom. It's how I was raised, man.
That's right.
Lay your ass on that field if you want to.
713-572-4610.
The stretcher made it look worse. Yeah, hell yeah, it did.
713-572-4610. Do you think we, and when I say we, really Clint, was was too hard on Jake Odorizzi? Do you think we were too hard? This was Jake. Jake spoke. We actually got to hear from Jake, and he talked about the diagnosis. This was Odorizzi yesterday with Brian McTaggart.
What was the official diagnosis you were given?
Some stuff. Some technical words, some tendons, some ligaments, unhappy. But mainly just the big thing is no Achilles damage. So there's some big words in there that I have a hard time pronouncing that are sprained, strained, all the above, whatever it might be. It's one of those things where there's not really a timeline. Could be soon. Could take just how your body responds to that sort of thing.
It sounds like Jake doesn't really quite know what the hell.
It sounds like he's got a couple painkillers in him while they're letting him talk to the media is what it sounds like.
Allegedly is what it sounds like. He done, what did he say? He said a couple of big words. I don't know, that sprain, strained.
All of the above. Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. That's the other thing. Is like when that happens, like we got to own this thing. Like we got to own this thing and be like, hey, man, the Astro, part of the way they handle those situations, they don't want me getting up. They came out, put me on a stretcher, and got me out of there, okay? Or if it's you, it's, hey, man, I was scared to death. Hey, man, I didn't.
That would make you feel better today if you came out with something like, hey, man, it scared me, and maybe I jumped the gun, but it, like the way I felt.
I mean, I don't know how much better I'd feel, but I think that's the only way to own it. I mean, there's no way to overcome
that. You can't take that out of your mouth.
No, I can't, because if I were in that clubhouse, I mean, there would be a nickname, maybe the rest of his career. Definitely, however long he was in the clubhouse in Houston, however long he's wearing an Astro hat, he'd have a nickname. Yes, every time he walked in the room, Stretch, what's good? Stretcher, strap him down.
They had him strapped down so tight too, like they didn't want to move him.
Yeah. And the look on his face, I thought his career was over.
Yes, that is. Because by what the injuries that we're hearing that it is he could have limped off.
No question. There were 18 coaches around him, 8 trainers around him. He could have put his arm around, he could have put his arm around 4 guys.
I can't believe he did.
And they could have, they could have carried him from behind the knees and under the underarms and carried him off the field.
Yeah.
No, we stretchered it off. I just can't. Sorry, man. I didn't change my mind one iota. Now, I hope he's healthy. I hope he gets back. I hope he stays. I mean, he's 4 straight starts of a quality start. I mean, look, I hope he comes back, and I hope he gets right back on that train with that momentum that he had before and is rocking and rolling and wins some game for the Astros. But that wouldn't change the fact that every time that man walked in the door, I got to remind – absolutely.
Stretch.
Yeah, we may have fun with it. I don't dislike Jake.
Jake would be the type of person that wouldn't have.
He wouldn't take well.
He wouldn't. He gets mad.
And so I would do it more.
Yes, you would.
Almost got killed in college. Big Ricky. Big Ricky was the biggest, strongest, non-football playing dude I've ever seen in my life. Big Ricky. He was a bad, big dude. I used to just give him hell. It was just one of them deals where he can't, like the ability to verbally spar.
Oh, he can't do it.
I've been pretty good at that in my time. You're pretty good at it. So, you know, like when you sense somebody that he couldn't at all. Like he was one of them dudes that went physical immediately because he knew he couldn't even.
That's a good talk.
Yeah. And I didn't quite catch on to how quick
his fuse was.
Yeah, how short his fuse was. I found out about 2 months into it, and that big sumbuck grabbed me. I said, hey, Ricky, man, I quit. I mean, literally, he was the strongest dude in the weight room I think I've ever seen, other than Larry Allen. Strongest dude I've ever seen. And so when he grabbed me, it was like,
hey man, we just
I just like that little puppy just backed up. I was like, Rick, ease up, Big Rick. I'm just messing with you.
Oh, man. Jake, man. Damn, Jake. Yeah, Jake would have a problem. From the text line, I just figured that Tyler was drunk producing the show from the beach. So, no, Tyler's not drunk.
That would be great.
He's not drunk producing. He probably is.
If he's not drunk, I'm disappointed in him.
All right, man. I was listening to Clint because I've been thinking about it because Clint said, this thing isn't good for college football. And he laid out his points. And then I was actually able to listen to it driving in. I got to say I disagree, Clint.
Perfect.
I got to say I disagree. I'm missing you on this one. We'll discuss We'll discuss that coming up next.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Live from Texadelphia in Memorial, Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Stirner and the Show.
All right, it's interesting here. The big story in sports, and it has a local flair because A&M College Station is down the road, and that is Nick Saban, just really calling out Jimbo Fisher, calling out Deion Sanders in Jackson State, we'll get to, and calling out Miami. He just went on a rampage of people. To me, it seemed like he was insinuating breaking the rules, right? And doing things outside of what they should be doing, outside of what they do at Alabama. Almost feeling like it's coming off as an unfair thing. And so Nick goes off, and I know for you, Clint, you have said you feel like this isn't a good thing for college football. Now, I understand, and I want the audience, because I want to hear from you, 713-574-610. You can text in if you agree there. If you agree with Clint, you feel like Nick Saban doing what he did, saying, hey, they bought players we didn't, and then Jimbo Fisher coming right back with it and saying, hey, y'all need to go look at him. He's been doing this for years. Go check out the coaches that have coached under him. You think this is a bad thing. And I want you to kind of set your reasoning why to people.
Well, I mean, because I'm thinking beyond just the appeal of the game October the 8th. I don't know any other way. Look, I don't – to me, it's when two of the top five coaches in America start emptying the clip on each other and ultimately saying things publicly that has for years been understood. You keep that stuff under wraps. You don't talk about those things publicly. When two of the top five coaches in America start taking shots at each other, in that manner, I don't think it's good. I don't think it's productive. I don't think it's a good look for the NCAA. I don't think it's a good look for either one of these programs and their head coaches. Some people don't feel this strongly. Like, I believe that when a coach says this is Jimbo Fisher. This is a cut from Jimbo Fisher responding to Nick Saban. It's a brief cut, so dial in. This is the one part to me, show that really concerns me more so than drives interest for a game or for a program or anything else like that. It's beyond just sparring. It's beyond friendly fire. It's beyond the recruiting game and building momentum. Here's Jimbo Fisher, a snippet of Jimbo Fisher's press conference in response to Nick Saban calling him out for potentially buying recruits.
Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out, what he does and how he does it, and it's despicable.
Right there. I mean, that's now this has created a situation where now I understand why it's happened. And if I were Jimbo Fisher, I would do the same thing. I'd empty the damn clip. But when big picture, this could potentially spark an investigation at Alabama. It puts any coach that's ever coached with Nick Saban between a rock and a hard place, because we know hard up media is going to start calling every coach and say, hey man, what do you got on Nick Saban? Hey, you ever cheated? Blah, blah, blah. It's going to put all those guys in the crosshairs. And ultimately, for what? For what? I mean, I think that ends up being terrible for, and now if they run, if A&M gets investigated because of which they're investigating the NIL situation. So I don't know why the number one recruiting class in the country wouldn't be where they start. So now if they get recruited and Jimbo Fisher has been in any way, shape, or form, you know, bending the rules a little bit, then he's going to look some kind of way. I just don't think that it's – I don't think that beyond the interest around the game, which I don't know that A&M and Alabama needed a whole lot of help driving interest around that game, I just don't – I don't see how it's such a positive thing.
I love it.
Well, I know you love it.
The smoke and the
– I love it. It's entertaining.
The entertainment of this is well worth it. I can hear – where is he right now? He was going to come and join us. Sean Pendergast, I can hear him right now. Oh, shut up, Clint. Shut up, Clint. We want all this.
No question.
And I am with him. Listen, I don't think the NCAA is going to really get serious about investigating Nick Saban in Alabama. All right, they don't want to mess their golden goose up. They're not looking, and I don't know if anybody's going to push that thing because everybody else got some things in their closet. As you said, everybody's got some
Jimbo just pushed that Joker on the biggest stage out there now.
He felt like his hands was tied because Nick pushed him.
Agreed.
And
agreed.
I'm telling you, this right here, this just gets me and anybody the excitement that is created for the whole month of October. Everything. Listen, when Jimbo said it, you say this to another dude. Because you said, and I disagree wholeheartedly with this, when you said earlier, you think that, yeah, by the end of this, by the time this season
no
starts,
question.
They
hugging.
Will shake up and hug no and question. Hug and get out of here. Listen to Jimbo. Does this sound like a man that is going to be hugging and shaking hands?
Oh, he's called.
You just didn't take the call?
Not going to. We're done.
And
he shows you who he is.
And then I just wanted to.
He's the greatest ever, huh?
And then I just wanted
to. When you got all the advantages, it's easy.
Yeah, he ain't going to allow him to answer his next question.
He ain't going to let me ask you.
Jimbo's been holding that in his heart for a long time, and yeah, Jimbo took his pants off. He is done. I am done. Jimbo didn't take the call. Nick tried to go give a fake apology to him because Nick means every bit of this. No, baby. Jimbo's not about it. Clint, we have the perfect thing that always works. Nick Saban has completely made himself a heel. I mean, he is going Hollywood Hogan in this thing. He has ripped it off. He is like, I am the ass. I am the one that you hate. And somehow in this, Jimbo is stone cold and everybody is ready to be behind. Yeah, you say it, Jimbo. I am done. This has created so much intrigue to me. I cannot wait for this. And listen, I don't know if A&M and Alabama is a real rivalry. It's not. Because I'm going to be honest, and I'm sorry, Aggie fans out there and Lopez and Tyler, I think that they're going to get their asses kicked when they go to Tuscaloosa because they've got Nick and Bryce Young. I think it's going to be bad. But still, I am juiced and charged up for this sucker, and I cannot wait to see before the game, in the middle of the field, or is anybody going to approach each other and talk like coaches normally do before the game? How is this going to go? What's Jimbo going to be saying before
you
this
You don't make
thing?
A bet on it right now?
What?
You want to make a bet that they're hands shaking and hugging it at before and after the game?
A little gun shy right now on the bets.
Oh, okay.
So give me a second, but I don't. The way that Jimbo's talking, like Jimbo, he has said it right now. Jimbo can't punk out now. Jimbo can't punk out and come. Why are you so sure that they're going to shake up?
Because this is not, I mean, I, look, I.
Because you said I, cause Jimbo I, I'm feels not, bad I'm not, about
look,
this.
Look, if you ask me, like, personally, selfishly, I love this. It's absolutely beautiful. It's entertaining. Our show's going to benefit from when Tyler makes 18 Jimbo drops. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. The game, you're right. It's going to be, it's already, I mean, look, I'm excited about it. But I'm taking my profession and my personal opinion out of, my personal feelings out of it. And just, this is, it's, I've never met a coach. Like, I would be shocked if a coach listened to that and went, hell yeah, Jimbo, you tell him. Unless he's an Aggie through and through, and he just wants, like, if we're being honest.
Some of them said, damn it, they're about to come check us.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. It's like,
but we ain't talking about the coach.
That's my biggest concern, though, show, is just to be, look, I get it. I'm with you, man. I think it's going to be absolutely beautiful.
God,
but
CBS and ESPN are going to be fighting over this game.
There is no, I will be shocked if Jimbo Fisher doesn't by that point, definitely him and Saban have made up. But I'd be shocked if he doesn't.
Clint, what's got to happen to make that happen? What's got to happen for the
makeup? It's already happened. He knows what he did. I loved it. I would have done the same thing. I know Aggie Nation loves it. I know all of football loves it because it's at Saban. I get it. I love it. But he's going to regret what he just did. He's going to regret what he just said. No question about it. He's going to regret what he just said.
I don't know.
As is Saban. I think Saban is too.
Like to me, if they're going to get to hugging and shaking hands and be cool and shake hands, because right now, Jimbo cannot shake his hand at the 50-yard line after this game. Not where Jimbo has taken this. He got to walk right past him or just take off somewhere
else. I want to see what the odds are going to be. Sean will be able to find them. I want to know what the odds are of a potential handshake before the game during warm-ups and or a handshake after
the game. Like, Nick's got to go on his knees crawling.
For what?
Because Nick is the one who kicked all this. Like, Nick is the one who has pushed all this. Nick is the one. And Nick ain't crawling on nobody's knees to get to an apology. Because Nick knows he's in the wrong because he tried to call him already. He already tried to call him. So Nick knows he's in the wrong. He's got to, like, Jimbo ain't hearing it. This is what Jimbo said this. You don't say this to somebody you're going to shake hands with.
Listen, I'm going to tell you one thing. You can call me anything you want to call me. You ain't calling me a cheat. I don't cheat and I don't lie. So I learned that when I was a kid. If you did, the old man slapped you side of the head. Maybe somebody should have slapped him.
Come on, dog. You don't say anything. It got physical.
Well, I'm telling you, we'll see.
Maybe somebody should have slapped him.
I got 14 minutes talking to this bit.
Somebody slapped him.
Yeah, no. Look, he gives zero rips. He emptied the clip, man. It's great.
That's what you brought this up. Was this a planned press conference?
No.
Or did Jimbo?
Oh, Jimbo.
Jimbo's.
I think Jimbo, right. He said, hey, call everybody call in town. Now. Call every news station right in town now. And get them up here. Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know. What is today? Thursday? They typically have coaching press conferences on Thursday. No, I'd be willing to bet you that the minute they heard that, they started rallying the troops and got the cameras out there, which is all you can look. When you've had enough and you consistently get attacked, like not indirectly. If it were if Nick would have done all this and just said, "Oh, somebody in my own conference that had a good recruiting class," that's one thing. But when they specifically and directly pinpoint you all the way down to every recruit was bought. I don't think that Jimbo had no choice but to call a press conference and respond. And I don't blame him for how he responded. I absolutely love him for it. I would do the same exact thing. I would have got emotional and I would have probably lost my cool, which I think he probably did lose his cool a bit there.
Oh, he lost.
But I also can see where in hindsight I think he's gonna say, "Damn, man. I don't know if I should have broke the code, man. I don't know if I should have went that far."
Yeah, maybe.
I strongly believe that.
That could be towards other coaches that might have to deal with it. I don't think he gives a rip about breaking the code for Nick. Like he may feel, "Damn, man, maybe some of his friends in the business, like some of his other coaches that he's friendly with." But for Nick, oh, I'm glad I said all that about Nick. I've been holding this. He sounded like a person who's been holding it in for years. He had that nervousness in his throat, like he was ready to like hit somebody over the head with a beer.
Well, the funny thing was, he also went around and it said something about, you know, he coached with Saban because somebody asked him about his mentor. Was it his mentor or something? And he said, "Well, no, I coached with a guy like Bowden. I learned how to do things the right way." Okay, Florida State wasn't skirting them rules.
Well, no, Jimbo,
I mean, come on, man.
That's the thing. The hell they've been skirting.
No question.
All they've been skirting.
No question. I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that one bit. I do feel though, show like for me personally, I don't want to speak for you. The context of what Saban was saying, I think, is different than what he said. Like he was talking about. Basically, the NCAA not enforcing the rule that's in place already. Now, he should have stopped there. He shouldn't have pinpointed any of the specifics that he shouldn't have done that. But he did, and that opened a can of worms that even Nick Saban's going to have a hard time putting the lid back on that joker.
That might have been what he was trying to do.
Right.
But he also came across to a thought of, these people are doing this. They're doing this, and we're doing it right.
But no, but show his whole, like, if you listen to it, his whole point was, Now, again, he said it wrong. He delivered it wrong. But his point was, this is what's going on in college football. Nobody's being held accountable. Nobody's having to abide by that rule. NCAA ain't doing nothing. And so we as a program, basically, I don't know how long we will be able to continue to do it, quote unquote, the right way. In other words, I need all y'all to pony up so that I can keep up with these cats. So that's what he was asking for more money so he can do the same things that he's accusing Jimbo Fisher and Deion Sanders of doing. So, I mean, it is.
He came off the rip of, he really sounded like old guy, get off my lawn guy. Because he's like, I don't like the new way of this. I don't like this new way of things. I don't like this new way of how things are done. And because Courtney has been my wife has been all over this. I mean, all morning she has watched everything on it.
Right.
And she continues to ask the question of this. And I don't know if I really have an answer. And I want to see if you do. What is Nick's end game here? Like, he knew
it was to get money. He took a cheap shot that has gained a ton of momentum that was uncalled for, that was disrespectful. He took a cheap shot in the process
to get money.
Absolutely, that's where he was at. That's who he was talking to.
Yeah, I just my thing is that was the first thought, and I think he may accomplish that. But it was just like, man, you knew that this was being recorded. Like, you knew this was going to be a firestorm, and like you said, you don't think he could see the part of Jimbo responding with
not like
he's
that.
Been cheap.
Not like that.
Because you would have to think that's on the table.
It's always been, to me, it's in that coaching industry, there's always been a code of silence. You just don't talk about, you know, what goes on behind closed doors. And now you can say Saban broke that code of silence when he made his comment, which started the storm. But ultimately, I don't think in any way, shape, or form did he ever think that a guy that coached in his program at LSU from 2000 to 2004, I believe it was, and he considered a close friend, coaching friend, maybe not a personal friend, but a coaching friend. Never did he think that anybody in their world would take that stance of look in his closet. And that strong of a stance that Jimbo made.
That's what I'm saying, because Nick just feel like he could say whatever.
Yeah.
Nick could say, yeah, man, y'all bought all y'all players, we didn't. But you think somebody go, come on, man, you didn't watch Jimbo?
Jimbo. That even surprises me that Jimbo said that.
Does it?
Yeah.
What do you, I mean, I feel like Nick put him in a corner.
Oh, no, I agree. Like, I agree.
I got to defend myself. Now,
I agree
on, man,
wholeheartedly.
Because everybody, don't sit over and act like you've been sitting over here just come to Alabama. All we're doing is offering you a hug and a chance to get to the league and win a ring.
I agree wholeheartedly with your point. Like, and Saban is
– he was there with him for four years.
4 years at LSU. That there is – I mean, I agree with you. Saban lit the fire. There's no question about it. No question about it. But
that's what I'm saying on the text line, 832. Maybe Saban's end game is calling out the NCAA indirectly about the lack of control.
I believe that's part of it too.
Yeah, because it's like Nick Saban is powerful enough to have gone around and talked to the right people.
Well, they've already done that. They've already done that. That's why I don't know, ten days ago or whatever, the NCAA announced that they're going to investigate to make sure that, you know, they were going to, I don't remember what the exact verbiage was, but they were going to enforce some of the quote unquote bylaws, if you will. And investigate some, make sure some teams weren't doing things illegally. So clearly somebody out there is making smoke. A lot of it came from the Jordan Addison kid out of Pittsburgh when he started transferring, and supposedly Lincoln Riley had bought him. He had been bought and paid for. You know, a lot of it started with that, but you got to believe that Nick Saban and a lot of coaches out there have complained to the NCAA about schools. I mean, it is what it is.
All right, Clint Sterner running the show. Tyler Milner out. Chris is in the building. Coming up, the Astros look to get back on the winning track, and the lineup is out, and an odd move in the lineup. We'll let you know what that is coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!